The agreement requires the UW to freeze the number of DEI positions through 2026. Some DEI positions will be realigned according to the deal. Others will be phased out through attrition. It also requires automatic admissions for top academic performers from Wisconsin high schools. In exchange, Voss agreed to release around $800 million for raises, which were already approved in the state budget. The deal would also support an engineering building at UW-Madison. UW President Jay Rothman says he's optimistic about the deal.
This agreement can hopefully reset our relationship with the legislature so that we can work together to focus on what is best for the state of Wisconsin.
Democrats have blasted the compromise as using students and staff as political pawns in a culture war. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.